Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Colossians 2, 1 to 10. Colossians chapter 2, the verses 1 to 10. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. My theme for reflection is the treasure of true wisdom. The treasure of true wisdom. Imagine a little boy digging in his backyard, hoping to find buried treasure. With a plastic spade and a whole lot of determination, he turns up worms, rocks and rusted nails, but no gold coins. Exhausted, he trudges inside, only to discover his parents had hidden a gift box full of goodies right under his bed. How often do we search for treasure in the wrong places while ignoring what's already ours? Colossians 2, 1 to 10 reminds us that the ultimate treasure, wisdom, knowledge and fullness of life is found in Christ. Yet, like the boy in the story, we sometimes dig in the wrong places. Philosophy, self-help mantras, or fleeting pleasures. In Colossians 2, verse 3, Paul declares that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now consider this. Ancient kings sought wisdom from sages. Scientists probe the mysteries of the universe, and we devour books or attend seminars to improve our lives. Yet Paul cuts through it all. Everything we need to know about life, truth, and eternity is found in Christ. This is not to dismiss human knowledge, but to elevate Christ as the source of true understanding. I think it was Blaise Pascal who once said, "There is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of each man which cannot be satisfied by any created thing, but only by God the Creator." Paul's warning in verses 8 to 9 resonates with this truth. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition. In other words, the world's wisdom often offers cheap substitutes, half-truths, disguised as deep insights. A striking example is our obsession with self-sufficiency. The culture preaches, "You are enough." But Paul says in verse 10, "You have been filled in him." The fullness we seek, security, purpose, love, cannot be self-generated. It is a gift only Christ can provide. Like a phone with a drained battery, we cannot charge ourselves. We need to plug it into the source. Paul also stresses that Christ is not just one of many options. He is supreme. In him, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. This stunning claim sets Christianity apart. Jesus is not a wise teacher pointing the way. He is the way. Imagine being in a dark cave, frantically searching for a guide. Suddenly, someone doesn't just bring a flashlight, but becomes the light leading you out. That is Christ for us, light, guide, and Savior. My dear friends, what does this mean for us today? First, it calls us to rest. We don't have to strive for meaning in fleeting things when we are already complete in Christ. Second, it calls us to discernment. The world markets quick fixes for the soul, but only Christ provides lasting peace. Third, it calls us to gratitude. We are not wandering. Our anchor is secure. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you tempted to seek wisdom or fulfillment outside of Christ? Number two, how does knowing you are complete in Christ change the way you approach challenges and uncertainties? Heavenly Father, thank you for the treasure we have in Christ. Forgive us when we chase after fleeting wisdom or shallow solutions. Help us rest in the knowledge that we are complete in Him. Open our hearts to see your truth. Guard our minds against deception and anchor our lives in the fullness of your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.